Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:31. Joining me in the studio right now, Chelsea Hayes. Hey, Chelsea, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Also, Carl, keep forgetting the last name.
Ademola. Good morning.
Carl Ademola. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Doing fine. Got you two lovely ladies here, and we're going to be talking about New Mexico State University, Alamogordo. We got graduation coming up. We got all kinds of things coming up. But let's talk about Workshop Wednesdays. Yeah. What's going on with this?
Go ahead, Carl.
Take it away.
So we have an ongoing workshop series where we talk about important issues that affect us all. We started with cover resume building, and today we're going to talk about the interview part. We all know that it's important to sell yourself out there and make sure that your skills are exposed through conversation. So we want to talk about how best you can structure your conversation to actually align your skills.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Carl, I don't know if you know this or not. We were all born with that skill to sell ourselves for what we want. When you wanted milk as a baby, what'd you do? Cry until you got it. There you go.
So, right.
But anyway, so great workshops, and the workshops are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and they're held on what days?
Oh, every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yes.
So,
we'll be having this.
Yesterday
will be
was the day.
Today, actually.
Oh, today's Wednesday.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. I forgot
Happy
to say Wednesday.
Yeah, that's Happy right. Wednesday, it's Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, 24th Wednesday. Okay, I'm good. So those discussions happen every Wednesday. What time?
10 to 1 p.m. This will be the last series for the spring, but we'll be resuming on fall. During the fall, we'll start a new series which covers financial literacy, and we're going to do a recurring of the workshop on cover letters, resume, because it's something that is really important. Mm-hmm. We want to ensure that our students are prepared for the workforce.
There you go. That sounds like a great thing. Now, I'm sure this is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm sure there's a candy bar or a sandwich or something involved there.
Yes. We wouldn't want you to struggle to get water or a snack. So feel free to use our snacks and get access to water and the things that you need. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than trying to have a discussion. You got a bunch of stomachs growling.
Yeah. So snacks will be provided, food will be provided.
That's super fantastic. So, well, I tell you what, it sounds like a great opportunity. And we've talked about this before. Almost everything you guys do up there, Caro, has to do with preparing the students for the workforce.
Yes, of course. It's really important that their skills are harnessed. We prepare them for the workforce because it's important that our students can be able to blend into the work processes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, degree is part of it, but we are also preparing them with the skills that they have, refining them for, obviously, job opportunities as well.
Because the best thing we can do is provide workers that can get into the workplace and go to work right away knowing what they're doing.
You're right.
Or able to learn what they need to do right away.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. So, well, just around the corner, we got graduation, but registration for summer and fall semesters begins began April 11th.
That's as early as April 11th. So we do go by classification. So if you fall under different areas, that's where you would get your date to register. So for any of our Crimson Scholar, veteran students, and students with disabilities, their first day started on the 11th.
Okay.
So we give them the opportunity to start first, which is awesome. And then for our sophomores who are in that 28 to 59 credits, their first day to register is the 17th. And then for our first-year students, that's that 1 credit to 27 credits. Their first day to register was the 18th, and then everyone else can kind of come in or started to come in on the 19th. So we have that open for summer and for fall.
So that one credit guy.
You sure?
That's continuing education, actually.
I'm sure.
I kind of thought so, too.
Yeah, but no, we are really excited to be, you know, ramping up already for summer. Like, it feels like we just started the spring semester only yesterday, but here we are, coming to the end, and we're just really excited for that. We also are going to have a registration fair on April 30th. So if you are ready to, you know, learn about how you get registered with us, whether you're a new student or a prospective student with us, or you're a returning student, we have this fair for you where you can work with our academic advisors, financial aid, anytime between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we also have that evening time slot, 6 to 8, because we understand that, hey, maybe you're working and, you know, that earlier time doesn't work for you. Got to get the kids, you know, wrangled up, get a babysitter, whatever it may be. But we also want to push out that if you need to bring your kids to any of our events, that is totally okay, too.
Yeah. Well, I remember you had this before the fall.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we had
I was over there live and local, and I saw your people working.
Yeah.
Ah, man, they were working so good with the folks and everybody.
Yeah.
You had staff. You had students there helping out as well.
It
sure made it simple for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people coming in there almost shaking, and by the time they got done, they were like, wow, that was easy.
That's true, yeah. Our peer staff for the RC3 program are absolutely incredible. And then even our work studies here on campus, they all are just willing and available, and we love them. We are just so grateful to have them here supporting all of our events, all of the programs. And they're passionate about helping other students because they've walked the walk and they want to make sure that other students can be better than what they experienced or, you know, even just learning new things. So.
Well, the cool thing is you got trailblazers creating more trailblazers.
That's for
who
sure.
Who create more trailblazers
that
within those areas. And that is a cool thing.
Yeah.
You know, you use your experience to make it easy for someone else, make it easier to understand so they can just kind of glide through and stuff.
Yeah. And one thing I always like to push out too, because I know it can seem like, oh, the word student, it almost sounds like it's just a high school student. It sounds like it's probably somebody in their 20s. We also work with senior citizens. You know, we do. We have opportunities where senior citizens have the opportunity to go to our classes, and they do it for $5 per credit hour.
Now, there you go.
That's nothing.
But I'm going to tell you what, you know, I'm 70.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you, I've been a student all my life.
Yeah.
And Carlo, you probably understand this. You go into a new job, you better become a student real fast.
Exactly.
That's
You
should be able to adapt to the challenges and the new skills that are on ground.
Yeah.
Because skills revolve all the time.
Yeah.
Some that you transfer, but there are some that you have to learn and unlearn.
Yeah. I remember my grandfather told me that when he was 87 years old, he looked at me and said, don't stop learning. Always be a student.
That's
he wasn't
right.
even a teacher. He was a mechanic.
Yeah.
But he understood the process.
We're always learning. I mean, no matter what you do, no matter what your age, you know, and it's good to keep your brain going, right?
Right.
And that is one skill that is really important, the ability for you to learn, relearn, and unlearn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we got the fair coming up, and we're going to have all kinds of counselors and all kinds of people in there helping them get through that process. And they're going to find out just how easy it is, aren't they?
That's right. And we'll also be promoting orientation as well. So if you are, you know, a new student or a prospective student, and you're kind of like, well, I'm excited to be registered, but what do I do? You know, how do I be successful? That's where orientation is going to come in. And we're going to have 3 sessions this summer. So, lots of opportunities there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And once you go through the whole process in a couple of 2-3 years there, then you get to do what a lot of folks get to do on May 10th, graduate.
Graduate, yes. We do have graduation coming up. It is May 10th. It's at the Taze Center starting at 6 p.m. And we have about 80 students who are eligible to graduate this year. So it's really exciting. You know, we're wrangling them right now, just checking in, making sure that they know, hey, you are eligible. So our student services staff are working tirelessly to make sure that they know.
Yeah. And these are folks that you've helped a little bit to get ready for what comes after graduation?
Yes.
Work.
Yes. So most of our students are either transferring or they're already looking for a place to go to. Most of them have gotten jobs locally as well, which is really good. And I'm glad about that. We're excited.
Yeah. And you said something there that I almost forgot about. New Mexico State University Alamogordo is a community college. Two-year degrees and stuff like that, certificate programs to help you go to work, but you can transfer to a four-year university out of NMSUA and continue that education. Like if you want to be a brain surgeon to work on my head. So, I mean, you know.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And our credits are easily transferred over to NMSU because it's all under the same system.
Right.
So if you are looking to transfer to NMSU, it is a clean system. We use the Aggie Pathway Program, and we do have an advisor that does come on Wednesdays to check in with students who are interested in that area.
So, now, will these credits transfer also to one of them other guys?
We do work well with some of our other, you know, four-year institutions around the state. And I can't go into too much detail into that.
Right.
But I know that we do work closely with the other schools because we're all in one state, right? You know?
So, but NMSU, yeah. I mean, the best.
We support you on wherever you want to go because we are passionate about your success.
There you go. But hey, stay in Aggie. So.
Yes. Stay in Aggie if you want. Go Aggies.
So we're looking at about 80 students graduating.
Just about, yeah.
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 Fantastic.
It's definitely exciting.
All
you know?
Kinds of degrees and do a certificate, guys, people who've gone through the welding and stuff like that, do they get a walk too or?
They do, from my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. Yes. So,
super.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, you know. And we'll have a dual credit student also. Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice graduating class there.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, we're excited for our students, you know.
So kind of take us through the graduation. What's it going to be like? Have you gone through one of those yet?
So I haven't gone through one just yet, but I'm actually going to be part of this one this year. I will be wearing one of the regalias and shaking the students' hands. I didn't get to bring all of my stoles from when I graduated, but that's okay.
So, well, you got to be able to stand up.
I mean, at least stand up.
There you go. With all that you got, you probably have to have crutches or something to hold you up.
Hey, listen, the knees can be tough, but no, I'm really excited to be involved in the graduation in this way. And then, you know, I'm starting my master's in the fall with NMSU. So then once that's done, that's about a 2-year track for me as well. Then, hey, in 2 years, I'll be there with my master's.
So you're going to walk and then shake your own hand?
Sounds good. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
so, well, I tell you what, just so much going on. And then, you know, before we know it, we have the graduation. That's just around the corner. And then we got to get people signed up for summer. And that's where that registration fair comes in. And then we got fall classes coming on. I mean, this is just a continual, ongoing thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Carl, do you want to talk about that workshop that we just did at the high school?
Yeah.
So we have a workshop that we are about to do tomorrow at the high school. It's between 6 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's meant for the community. We're still going to talk about the interview process. It's an ongoing workshop. We did two series already on a resume and cover letter. And this workshop presently, which starts tomorrow, 6 to 8 at Alamogordo High School, is meant to help with resume preparation and interview process. So we are going to lean more on interview process, how to network while you're building a relationship with an employer. The various types of interviews will be talked about, like the panel discussions and one-on-one interview. Those things really flip people out. So we're going to discuss that and how you can ease that process for you.
There you go. But I tell you what, that is so good, you know, because as a former employer and now with these radio stations, I've seen some resumes that leave a lot to desire, you know. So,
that's right.
I'm sure you have too. And stuff,
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So definitely, you know, that's going to be a great thing. And interview process is really important. You've got to be able to listen to that interviewer, understand that question, and answer that question properly.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
And one of the key questions that's probably going to be asked in an interview is, what makes you think you'll be a good fit for our company? And you got to understand, you got to research that company ahead of time. You got to know how you're going to be able to fit in and benefit. And that's the key word, benefit that company.
Right.
You know, because I tell you what, companies don't hire people just to hire them.
Exactly.
There's right. got to be some results that come with that hiring process. Yeah.
What do you bring to the table?
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah.
it.
And it's important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And when you have those certificates and these degrees from NMSUA, and you know, one of the things that I like, the Alamogordo Public Schools right now is working with businesses around the community where kids can get some experiences within these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's key.
Yeah.
That ties in so well with the classroom education as they're going through.
That's right. Yeah. Because the most important thing, right, is that you are in there, you're using your hands, you're learning about the different things, because yes, we absorb information all the time, but mm-hmm. when you put it to action, I mean, that's key. And those are things that our employers love to see, like, oh, you actually put the action forth in
yeah.
it. And that's what we try to do with all of our students, to really say, hey, like, is this something that you're interested in? Okay, let's get you in there so you can learn more about it, do those skills in person.
Yeah, because I've seen this happen in several instances. For example, my mm-hmm. sister, now I'm going to go back mm-hmm. all the way to 1966.
Ooh, we're going to the 60s.
You betcha. Distributive education is what they called it at our high school that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was in distributive education. She worked for a rural electric cooperative there. And as a senior in high school, she rewrote their booking, their accounting system.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when she did that, her junior and senior year, and then she graduated, she went off to college. When she came back, they found out she was back home from college. They brought her in the summer to work.
Wow.
And when she graduated with college, they tried to get her to come back. And she took a job with a company in New Orleans.
You
know,
go.
So they wow. were really upset. But I was back in Kansas a couple of years ago, and I was visiting with the principals of that Central Kansas Electric Cooperative. Mm-hmm. And they found out who I was, and they asked me if I was related to this person. I said, yeah. She said, we're still using her bookkeeping system.
Oh, we've wow. just, that's incredible.
Yeah, but here's the cool thing. We did not realize that when we automated the system,
mm-hmm.
that she was involved with it out of Colorado State University.
Wow.
You know,
that's so, like, she getting a cut?
She made some really good money.
Yeah,
that, so.
That's amazing.
But yeah, so distributive or this mm-hmm. Workforce connection or however you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
where kids are in high school are getting this experience with businesses out in the community, working in that, that develops a skill that people are going to, this could actually happen. They're going to finish high school. They're going to go on to college. They're going to come back, come in and apply for a job. May go back to that place they apply for a job, and somebody's going to say, I remember you, you're hired.
Mm.
And that's what we hope for.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Building relationship.
Yeah.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because there's a lot of things in employment power. Working for a company as an employee, working in the company, and I don't care if it's in sales or as an employee within a company, a lot of that, and you said it, has to do with relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're open to being in open to that relationship of working with that company instead of for that company, you benefit yeah. that company, and you'll benefit largely too. And that's key. That's mm-hmm. key. And that's what I like about these programs and what you're talking about. People are developing those disciplines and those abilities mm-hmm. to go out there and do just that.
Yeah. And I do really want to highlight too that Caro is our student success coach for career resources. So let's just say maybe you don't get the chance to come to some of these events that we're doing where we're talking about interview skills. Caro is an expert. She truly is.
Go talk to Caro.
Yeah, go talk to Caro. And, you know, our employers in Alamogordo, get connected with Caro. She is working diligently to get our students involved and to know, hey, these are the employers that are in our community where if you're ready to get in the workforce, they're ready to have you.
Yeah. Because right. I tell you what, we need workers. We need, we got job openings.
Yes.
Crazy job openings.
That's right. Yeah.
And we need people to go to work. And I want to put it this way, and I think you'll understand this, Carl. We don't want them to just go to work. We want them to contribute to success and be successful doing it.
Yeah,
and that's kind of all we're trying to do.
Yeah, when you go into a workplace, we are preparing our students to ensure that they are invested in themselves so that they can give.
Yeah.
The only way they can give and be positive influence in their community and obviously their work environment is when they're invested. And that is the whole idea of us giving them curriculum that is attached to giving them that ability to streamline their thought processes, involve in leadership opportunities, inclusive workspace, and gives them the opportunity to invest in the community. And that is the whole idea of us giving them those resources that are found locally so that they can work locally in Alamogordo as well.
I like that. So basically, I'm going to say this. You want to be a better employee? Go to NMSUA.
Yes, right.
Hook up with Carl.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, we're looking for more employers that want to partner with us. So please feel free to reach out to us.
You betcha. If you can't find her, call me. I'll get you hooked up with her. By golly, this is important.
There you go.
I like this aspect. Carl, you bring such a great aspect to this whole thing. Not just the education, but tying it all together to the workforce. I love what you're doing there. I think it's fantastic.
You.
So just
amazing.
a lot of fun. It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Great. So one more time, we got the job fair coming up April 30th.
That one's going to be our registration fair. Yep. So
Job fair, registration fair.
All good. So any of our new or prospective students, you can join us on the 30th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in our student services building. Also, we'll be in the student union building, so between the two, which are right across from each other. And then again, we also are available from 6 to 8 p.m. on that day as well, because we want to make sure we have those two time slots open. And if you're a returning student with us too, this is also your opportunity to meet with us, ask any questions that you have. We're just going to be readily available, ready to speak to you. And then another event that I really do want to highlight too is that we're having an alumni mixer on May 3rd.
Oh,
yeah. So if you are an alum of NMSUA or NMSU, we want you to come by. We're going to be celebrating our alum. It's also a networking opportunity. Connect with our current students who are, pursuing their degrees or about to graduate. We want you to get connected. And if you're interested in being a mentor for one of our students too, we're open to that too. So that's all going to be happening May 3rd.
There you go. And at the registration fair on the 30th, mm-hmm. Go find Carl, and this is the question you want to ask her. So, Carl, how are you going to help me be successful?
That's
and
right.
You're going to have the answer for him, aren't you?
Sure.
There you go. I like that.
Yes, for sure.
I like that. Well, a lot of great things going on at the New Mexico State University, Alamogordo. Find out more first starting off with the job fair or the registration fair, April 30th. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great time to get a lot of questions answered. Get signed up for summer and fall classes and get ready to rock and roll and make your future happen. I tell you what, it is fantastic. Good to see you again, Chelsea.
Good to see you, Mike, as always.
There you go. Carl, anytime.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love what you're doing there, girl. I think that is fantastic. So
Thank you. Check
out NMSUA. What's the website?
almogordo.nmsu.edu.
And a phone number if they want to call?
575-439-3600.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.